With the newsflash on the Smokies Classic Hits 104.9 WFSC, I'm Ryan Gatenby. Brought to you by Parts City Auto Parts, with locations in Franklin and Bryson City. North Carolina has reported more than 300 cases of cyclosporiasis since May as health officials investigate a rise in the intestinal illness. The parasite, often linked to contaminated fresh produce, can cause severe diarrhea, cramping, and fatigue. State officials say they have not identified a common source for the cases, and the outbreak does not appear to be connected to those reported in other states. Residents are urged to wash produce thoroughly and practice good hand hygiene. 13 people in North Carolina have been hospitalized with the illness. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein has signed a wide-ranging transportation law that brings several changes for North Carolina drivers. Beginning December 1st, the default speed limit on unpaved and unmarked roads will drop to 25 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. The law also eliminates school eligibility requirements for teen driver's licenses, restores some previously revoked licenses, and gives local governments greater authority to regulate electric bicycles on sidewalks and multi-use paths. Governor Josh Stein has announced a new $10 million initiative to strengthen craft communities, with Western North Carolina selected as one of five hubs nationwide. Four regional organizations will each receive $100,000 to support artists and creative businesses recovering from Hurricane Helene. State leaders say the investment will help preserve the region's craft heritage while supporting small businesses and long-term economic recovery. Western North Carolina's craft economy generates more than $3 billion in annual sales. Officials say the funding will be distributed over the next 3 years. With the newsflash on the Smokies Classic Hits 104.9 WFSC, I'm Ryan Gatenby.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.